Who pays how much tax and how fair is it? That's a perennial question that gets answered in many ways from many points of view.
Determining the total tax burden that someone pays is actually a very complex study.
That's John Van Hecke, Executive Director of the St. Paul Think Tank Minnesota 2020. Late last year, the Minnesota Department of Revenue announced that the state's individual income tax brackets for the year 2011 will expand by 1.5%. That means a minimum wage earner making $15,000 a year will pay $802.50. A worker earning the median salary of $45,000 per year pays $3,172.50. And an upper-class worker earning $100,000 a year pays $7,850. That's what the official income tax brackets say, but that's not the whole story.
In Minnesota, we roughly split our tax burden from three sources. So you can think of it as kind of as a three-legged stool. It's income tax, property tax, and then taxes derived from the sale of goods. So you can think of that as sales tax.
For some time in Minnesota, lawmakers and public policy groups have debated what they see as a growing disparity in who pays a greater or lesser percent of their incomes to the state.
Regarding, you know, what's sort of the fairest way of paying your taxes, it depends on, you know, who's really asking that question. And, you know, at Minnesota 2020, we are great fans of progressively sharing the burden, meaning that the more money that you earn, the greater your responsibility should be to pay for things, because there are years when your earned income is going to be considerably higher than in other years. And if you think about this over the course of somebody's life, you know, folks when they're just starting out aren't making as much money. And once they've retired, they tend to go on fixed incomes.
Most economists say income taxes are progressive because the formula is based on earnings. They would also say that property taxes and such devices as sales and excise taxes are regressive because they are not fundamentally based on earnings.
Now, at the same time, the stuff that we pay for in our communities, police services, ambulance services, you know, public safety, public health, education, doesn't necessarily neatly match up with the other economic activities in our lives. So one of the things that economists and finance experts talk about is the importance of having multiple streams of public revenue, which is why we have the three-legged stool in Minnesota. So that we really are balancing this on property taxes as well as income as well as sales taxes. And what we've seen over the last 10 years in Minnesota is a shift away from the reliance on income tax and more towards a property tax. And the problem with that is the property tax is a more regressive form of taxation. It doesn't change, you know, quickly with circumstances. And so somebody who's retired can be on a fixed income and have a piece of property that they bought, their home that they bought 30 years ago. And because of issues beyond their control, the demand for that property might be sending the value of it up. And, you know, their ability to stay in their house, and it really becomes challenging.
The Nonprofit Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy has issued an analysis of tax systems in all 50 states called Who Pays? Their conclusion is that overall, Minnesota's middle-income earners pay 10.3% of their income in state and local taxes, compared to the state's highest earners, who pay 7.7% of their income in taxes.
Our critics are quick to point out that rich people pay more, and we agree with them. That's true. The highest income earners do pay more in volume of taxes, but it's a lower percentage of their income. And you know, that's not a fair way of distributing the resources that we all enjoy. I mean, everybody drives on the road. Everybody relies on the existence of a library. Everybody relies on the police force and the sheriff's office and things like that. So that's why that progressive, equitable distribution of those resources and should be based on people's on income rather than on other, you know, more regressive fixed forms of revenue.
Van Hecke said that increased property taxes tend to impact rural Minnesota harder than the metro area.
And we see this burden differently and more clearly in rural Minnesota. You know, so whether you live in Cook County, whether you live in Redwood County, and which is where I grew up in southwestern Minnesota, you know, the burdens on small communities just become so much greater to see, you know, because there are a lot of other factors. I mean, the burden of on cities like Minneapolis and St. Paul is equally challenging, but there's, you know, a very complex, revenue base, labor market, there are job choices, there are all sorts of things that are a part of life in the city that add to the challenges and the complexities of living in the city, but give cities different kinds of tools to deal with these problems. Whereas in a rural community, you know, you start to see this shift and, you know, it hits folks really hard. You know, we think that there's a lot of economic policy that's very focused, and appropriate in a lot of times on the Twin Cities metropolitan region, but really tends to forget that, you know, the rest of rural Minnesota really does exist. And we see rural Minnesota as an asset, not as a burden, not as a cost, but as an asset.
The tax disparity is further highlighted by the fact that in 2009, the richest 5% claimed 63.5% of the nation's wealth. The overwhelming majority, the bottom 80%, collectively held just 12.8%. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.